Midterm elections are less than 6 weeks away, but the rules for voting in some states are still unclear. This week alone, courts are considering challenges to voter ID requirements in Texas and Wisconsin. In North Carolina, the question is whether voting changes should stay in place. NPR's Pam Fessler reports that any decisions are not likely to be the final word.
Will Texas voters have to show a photo ID at the polls in November? Maybe yes, maybe no. How about in Wisconsin? Probably, but it's not clear. And tomorrow in North Carolina, a federal appeals court considers what to do about new limits on early voting.
And here's the thing. Voters and election officials need to know what the rules of the game are going to be several weeks before the election.
But right now, in some cases, they don't, says Daniel Takagi of Ohio State University's Moritz College of Law. For example, arguments in a lawsuit challenging a new voter ID requirement in Texas wrapped up on Monday, and it's not clear when U.S. District Judge Nelva Gonzalez-Ramos will make her decision. And no matter what she decides, it will almost certainly be appealed. Takagi says the case could end up before the Supreme Court.
I think in Texas, it's really difficult to say exactly what's going on.
Although Myrna Perez with the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University thinks differently.
I feel very confident that we'll prevail.
Perez is among a slew of attorneys representing Texas voters in a case challenging the law. She argues that it discriminates against minority voters who are less likely to have the required ID, and that many of them face a burden getting an ID because of the cost.
For example, Ms. Sammy Bates testified that she would have had to make a choice between feeding her family and presenting the money that she needed to get a birth certificate in order to get the identification that she wanted.
Bates, who's African American, told the court that the $42 birth certificate fee was an obstacle. But attorneys for the state say that most voters have the right ID. And for those who don't, there are alternatives, such as casting an absentee ballot. The dispute is stark and emotional. So while the lawyers debate, political campaigns are using the issue to fire up their base.
You need a photo ID to drive, cash a check, even to buy medicine. So shouldn't you show a photo ID to vote? Barack Obama said no.
This is a campaign ad for North Carolina's Republican Senate leader, Phil Berger, endorsing a new state law that will require photo ID by 2016.
Voter ID prevents fraud and protects the integrity of our elections. It's common sense.
Although there's little evidence of such voter fraud, polls show that these new laws are popular. Republicans have been the main proponents. On the other side, Democrats and voting rights groups say the laws hurt minorities and others who tend to vote Democratic. They've been using the issue to get those voters to the polls.
During this 2014 election season, voters must be vigilant about their voting rights, particularly as states continue their voter suppression efforts.
That's Barbara Arnwine of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, one of the groups opposing the state laws. They're also trying to make sure that confusion over the rules doesn't prevent legitimate voters from casting ballots. Already in Wisconsin, a last-minute decision requiring photo ID has thrown the election into turmoil. Legal expert Daniel Takagi says that turmoil could lead to even more litigation.
In the event of a close election, this could be a real mess.
Pam Fessler, NPR News.